However, the highlight of this one-day pastoral visit in the footsteps of Paul VI was Mass, celebrated this morning in the city of Brescia. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
A poor and free church, capable of speaking to contemporary mankind and of addressing the challenges of today. The economic crisis, immigration, interfaith dialogue. But above all, a church that is the faithful and patient instrument of God's love for humanity. This was the message given by Pope Benedict XVI from Brescia, the birthplace of his predecessor, Pope Paul VI, a message taken from the spiritual testament of Pope Montini, but one that Pope Benedict said is still relevant today. Four giant screens relayed Pope Benedict's words to the tens of thousands who filled the rain-swept square before the cathedral, named in honour of the Brescian man who steered the church through the Second Vatican Council and its aftermath.
Carissimi, che dono inestimabile per la Chiesa la lezione del servo di Dio Paolo VI.
Pope Benedict told them that the encounter and dialogue between the church and humanity was particularly important to Paul VI in every stage of his life, from the early years of priesthood to his pontificate.
Come non vedere.
In his homily, Pope Benedict XVI dwelt on Paul VI's encyclical Ecclesiam Suum. The major challenges that face the Church, he said, are those represented by its confrontation with other faiths and the growing secularism that leads forgetfulness of God. The Pope said that the question of the Church, its role in the plan for our salvation, and its relationship with the world today remain absolutely central. As Paul VI wrote, more than ever humanity is in need of the precious example of the Church's love for mankind, which is inseparable from that of Christ. In the teachings of Paul VI, Pope Benedict said, we can always find valuable information to address the challenges of the present, above all the economic crisis, immigration and education of youth. At the same time, Pope Montini lost no opportunity to emphasise the primacy of God in the human experience or to promote the consecrated life. Pope Benedict XVI's last words from Brescia, in fact, were for the priests of the diocese. Marking this year for priests, he recalled the words of Pope Paul VI to the major seminary on December 7, 1968. Many, he said, expect the Pope to make dramatic gestures and be energetically decisive. The Pope does not believe that he must follow another line that is not that of confidence in Jesus Christ. He will calm the storm. It is not about waiting inertly, but of watchful waiting in prayer. This is the condition that Jesus has chosen for us, so that he can operate fully. Even the Pope needs to be helped by prayer. I'm Lydia O'Kane.